Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 79, CN Levelator. So for today's episode, I thought I'd do an update to an episode I think I did, it's probably been quite a while now, but let's say you want to create your own podcast, or you send out audio files, let's say as feedback to shows you listen to, or you like to... Like, let's say even you send WhatsApp messages or something along those lines where you send voice messages via email, and you want to make sure that your voice comes through as basically as level, as even as possible without, you know, too many variations in the sound. And that's where CN Levelator comes in. Basically, you drop your audio file into the program. It's a desktop or a computer program, not a mobile app as of yet. And it'll normalize your audio file. So essentially it'll bring down sounds that are extremely high and increase the volume of audio that's kind of low so that it all sounds relatively even. Things that are too bassy or too trebly will still generally sound that way, but at least there won't be so much variance that the changes in tones will cause you to increase or decrease your volume constantly. And essentially by doing this, it not only makes the volume of whatever you're recording sound about the same, but it makes pops and snaps less prominent. So let's say you accidentally hit your mic or there's a lot of hissing, then it basically adjusts your volume, the volume of whatever you're saying, to make that more normal and everything else just sound like regular ambient noise. The program itself is no longer in development, but they are still having the file hosted, so you can still use it and install it. It is very stable in the final versions of it, so you should have very few problems. But at the moment, or right now, it supports WAV and AIFF file formats, so you do need to record in these specific formats in order to get it, in order to use it. So if you, for example, on Android, if you use Easy Voice Recorder, it records in WAV format, and various other voice recording apps do support WAV. And the same thing goes if you use desktop recording software like Audacity, then you can, if you record in WAV and you want to normalize your, or if you record your file and save it in WAV format, then you can have it normalized in CN Levelator. They do have Windows, Mac, and Linux versions available, so it is cross-platform compatible, so you don't have to worry too much about what OS you're using. So whether you are podcasting or just sharing files, and it is available for you. That's really all there is to using this program. I actually do use it for this show and my other two podcasts, because sometimes the volume of my voice changes quite a bit, so I want to make sure that it's as level as possible. And then depending on the ambient noise around me, I want to make sure that my voice is as prominent as possible, so, and as level as possible, obviously, so that you get the best possible sound. And on a side note, so let's say you're recording something and all of a sudden your audio, for whatever reason, you were using an app where you lower the volume of your mic, then Levelator can increase it for you as well. It'll basically normalize it so that the volume comes back up. You'll notice that sound difference between how much the mic picks up at the different volumes, but at least it'll be in a hearable, audible format, and you'll know to increase the volume of your mic again, but at least the overall quality of your audio will sound normalized. So that's really all I wanted to cover for this particular episode. I'll have a link to the developer's website so you can download it and check it out for yourself. But it is a very nifty app, and it definitely does make it easier to have your audio normalized. Once you run it through this program, and let's say you do use programs like Audacity to manage your audio, then you can make basically a mass edit of your audio from there. So if you want to do a mass decrease in the volume or increase because you find it the volume that you recorded at is too high or too low, you can make adjustments that way as well. So it basically makes it a little bit easier when you're doing your audio editing later on as well. But that's all for this particular episode. So if you want to, let's say if you're recording your audio and you want to test out the quality of your audio, then be sure to check out our friends over at tweakedaudio.com. Their headphones are noise reducing and very durable, so you get the best quality sound, or you can hear the best quality sound from whatever you're listening to. So if you do want to make sure that your audio is good or bad and see how high or low you need to set your volume, then their headphones will pass through the best quality audio for your devices, so you know how good or bad the quality of your audio is. And they have 7 great styles and 7 great colors, so whatever you're using your headphones for, they'll suit your needs and your style. They even have wood, so if you have your wooden back Moto X, or if you have a brown recording studio, then it'll match your style that way as well. They also offer free shipping, so you don't have to pay anything extra to get the headphones shipped to you. And when you use the promo code GEEK, that's G-E-E-K, you'll get an extra 1/3 off of your order as well. So you can save a little bit of money and show your support for the Geek IO network of shows. That's tweakedaudio.com, and be sure to use the promo code GEEK. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that about this episode or prior episodes, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And if you want to find more shows on the Geek.io network of shows, or fill out our online contact form to get in touch with me, you can visit geek-io.com. And finally, I hope you guys enjoyed the little bit of an April Fool's episode that I put out on April 1st. I wanted to do something, and since this show landed on the 1st, that's what I did. So obviously, I'm not going to be doing an episode on how to be lazy daily, although that would be an intriguing show to work on. But I guess the premise of the show is self-defeating, because if I'm going to teach someone how to be lazy, the show wouldn't be put out, because it requires some effort to get out to begin with. But that's neither here nor there. It's just a gag I put out. But so this working droid will still be your 5 days a week daily show. So, but that's really all I wanted to cover for this particular episode. So thanks for tuning in, and until next time.